Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 8:32. Joining me in the studio now, Greg Hillis, who is the Career and Technologies Division Head for New Mexico State University, Alamogordo. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. Love to have you in here. Fill us in. Let's just give people another recap. What is the Career and Technologies Division at NMSUA?
So Career and Technology, we focus primarily on workforce-type education, automotive technology, welding, information technology, engineering technology, biomedical technology, allied health, getting started in the nursing program.
Wow.
We have some certificates in that program that are really good to have. Early childhood education, elementary and secondary education programs. So we have a lot of things that can get people started on a career.
Yeah, a lot of building there too. Welding, automotive, and for the body, allied health. I mean, you guys just encompass a big area there.
Right, and we're always trying to improve and change things. So, anybody has any ideas out there of something we can do to make things better? We're always listening for that kind of thing. At least I am.
There you go. I'm sure they all are, no doubt about that. Greg, the Allied Health, the nursing program, has always been a strong program here at New Mexico State University, Alamogordo.
Yes. We're actually wanting to expand it. One of the things that we have problems with that is those students have to go out in the field to get experience, right? And the number of sites that they can get that experience, that limits us somewhat on the number of people that we can put through that program. But right now, what's really cool is you can start in our allied health program, and after three semesters, if you're got your grades up and everything, you can apply to the Bachelor of Science in Nursing program at main campus. Don't get excited about, well, then I have to move to Las Cruces. You don't. That main campus teaches the Bachelor of Science program, if you're accepted into their program, right here in Alamogordo. So you never have to leave town to get a Bachelor of Science in nursing. It's a good job, but it's hard work. So,
sure.
But if you like helping people, it's a really cool program to get into.
You know, I've always found that if you like what you do, it's not really hard work.
Right.
Yeah.
Talking to the hospital and even the local ambulance, AMR, they're needing people.
Yeah.
So they want us to provide more nurses and allied health professionals and EMTs and that kind of thing. But I'm working with them. I'm saying, can you provide me more spaces to do these clinicals and practical site type things? And we're working on that. And the hospital has been very supportive on that.
Sure. It seems kind of cool that you can get in the nursing program, come out of that, and fly around in a helicopter. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But as you mentioned, the Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center is one place for you where the nurses can do their clinicals. Are there other hospitals in the area that you can utilize?
There are some sites like Betty Dare, Casa Arena Blanca, those places help us out. And we have some sites. We have a phlebotomy program, and if you don't know what phlebotomy is, that's drawing blood. So we teach people how to, when you go get your blood drawn, do a good job and hopefully not leave bruises on you and stuff.
I got to tell you, the last couple of years, I get annual blood work and stuff, and the clinic I use is up there at where Dr. K is, and the gals in there all, you know, they said, here, get ready for the stick. And I'm like going, when are you going to do it?
Right.
And I said, where'd you go to school at? NMSUA. And I was like, cool, you're teaching them right up there.
And it's a good program. It's like 6 credit hours for one class. And you take that one class, and if, you know, you got to pass the class. You got to. We want you to do well. We don't want you to be a random sticker or anything like that.
Right.
But you get through the class, and you're eligible to take a national certification exam. Uh-huh. And you take that exam, and then you can get employed with just that one class.
Yeah.
And we have clinical sites all as far away as Socorro right now to support that program.
Wow.
Just
cool.
It's just so hard to have them. Yeah. Enough of them around here. So,
yeah, no doubt. Now, for clinical trials for nurses, you're utilizing Gerald Champion. Any opportunities up at Rio Doso and over in Las Cruces?
I believe we do have some in Rio Doso right now.
Good.
And we're working with Las Cruces. We try to make it. We don't like our students to have to drive 200 miles round trip to get the clinicals, but it's important to get the experience.
Yeah.
So we want them to, when they get out there, to have the job, know what they're doing.
No, absolutely. But, you know, even 100 miles, you got Roswell, Artesia, all those hospitals out there as well and stuff. So, well, we talked about Allied Health and some things there. But, you know, the guy up there at the other radio station that's recording this for our podcast, John Hurt, he teaches welding over there at NMSUA.
Yeah, he does. And, and he's
does he do any good?
He's doing a great job.
All right.
I have just the opposite problem of some of my programs of low enrollment. His classes generally are fairly full. In fact,
good
we're
deal.
Turning people away. We're looking at expanding that some. One of the struggles I have, and welding's one of the examples, welders can make good money.
Right.
And so we don't pay the same kind of money for you to come be an instructor.
Right.
So there's not a lot of incentive for somebody who's making a ton of money welding to come spend their evenings or something
right.
with us, making a lot less than they would work otherwise, and they could stay home and watch TV or something. But this is my plug. If you're interested in teaching welding and you have some kind of certification, give me a call. I'm happy to entertain that. I mean, we can't just take anybody. You can't just say, I learned how to weld out on the farm, and so I'm going to teach welding. You have to have some type of certification.
There you go. There you go. So
EMS is Emergency Management Technicians.
Yeah.
That's another place. We have a very difficult time. Right now I have nobody to teach those classes that's qualified.
Uh-huh.
And so you have to be qualified through the state program to teach those classes. And but if anybody's out there that's interested in teaching EMT and you have an instructor certification, let us know.
I ought to get Phil Murray to move down here. he'd be great at it and stuff. So, but let's get into some of the other things. Automotive technology here. You've got some great dealerships around here, always looking for help and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Alamogordo or the NMSU Automotive Technologies is another great program.
It is, and we've recently done a lot of work to upgrade our I call it a lab, but it's actually our garage. So we've made it where the tools are all set up. We've upgraded the tools. We've upgraded the scan tool, which is what you plug in to find out and diagnose a car, a newer car anyway. And we are replacing all of our lifts with new lifts.
Wow.
So we're doing a lot to, if you've ever been in the garage before, if you came down now, you would see drastic improvements in the way it's organized and everything.
Yeah.
We've repaired a lot of things that were like our sandblaster and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's really coming along as a great program. We also are purchasing the items we need to teach electric vehicles.
Wow.
And that's a completely different thing. There's a lot of safety requirements required for that, space requirements, all those kinds of things. And our instructor, Mac McHarness, we're sending to EV instructor school later this semester. And he'll actually be teaching an alternative fuels class later in, I think it begins in March. Don't quote me on that. But having said that, the enrollment's been fairly low for our daytime classes.
Really?
And the nighttime classes are fairly full. And I'm thinking, and this is where I need feedback from y'all out there, that the way we have it structured might be a factor on that. Because basically, instead of running it for 16 weeks, like 2 days a week, we run three classes of 5 weeks. And so you just take that one class at a time instead of maybe two or three classes at the same time.
Yeah.
The problem is that in order to do that, that class has to run from 8 a.m. to 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Every day, Monday through Friday.
Right.
So it takes up half a day an entire week. And some of the feedback I've gotten from people out there is, well, I have to work. I can't get off from work. So I'm looking for some other alternative, maybe restructure that whole thing just to try and get more people in there. Because there is a demand for automotive technicians.
Right.
There probably always will be. But
Well, a good place for a lot of kids coming out of high school that have an interest in that, that's a good place for them to have those daytime classes and get into the automotive technology as they're going and come out of that. For folks that are working, though, and wanting to expand into that, well, yeah, they've got to work all day, so nighttime classes would be good for them. So catch 22 right there, no doubt about that.
And sometimes, I don't know about other people, but I'm tired at the end of the day.
Yeah, no doubt.
Although I've taken those automotive classes just for my own, in the evening, for my own personal education, and I really enjoyed them.
Yeah. Who are the instructors there for the automotive class?
Automotive, in the daytime we have Mac McHarness, and in the evening we have Eric Flanagan.
Okay.
So, and they're both very knowledgeable.
Right.
And
now, I'm curious, at one time we helped a friend get a car in NMSUA at one time, was taking donations of cars to work on and then sell. You guys still doing that?
We have a couple of donated cars. We would more be looking at taking them as a donation to use as a lab project type thing. So we would take them apart and put them back together and take them apart and put them back together.
Mm-hmm.
We have two such cars right now, which are not, in my opinion, being as well utilized as we could.
Right.
One of the things we also did in this upgrade, we bought cutaways of manual and automatic transmission things, so you can actually see them working and in slow motion and all that kind of thing, so you can actually see how these things work. So we're really trying to improve the training aids that we have and the things that we can. We just got a rear end we're working on putting together still, but you'll be able to take that differential apart and put it back together and do all the measurements and learn how to do that correctly right there in the lab and stuff. So
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, though, the one thing that I've always admired about NMSUA, it wasn't just going and taking college classes. You guys have the skills classes, the I lost my word there, but where people come in like automotive, welding, and solar as well, they can come in, get certificates or whatever, and move on into the workforce without going to college. I think that is fantastic. There's a lot of people that are not geared to go to college, probably shouldn't.
Well, you know,
those other things.
The interesting thing is we're finding, and I mean, I didn't find it out myself, I've been told, but a lot of these Fortune 500 companies and stuff are less interested now in a college degree than they are in the skills that you have to do what they need to do. So that's one way I'm trying to move things. Starting in the fall, we'll actually have an early childhood education certificate that will qualify you to teach or work at a child care center or something like that. And the state has really very strict requirements on the education for some of these programs.
Sure.
The problem is that even though they have these strict requirements, they don't, the pay for those jobs is not great.
Right.
So you really have to have a passion for some of these jobs, but it's still, they still have that education requirement. So we've been working with New Mexico Workforce Connections, and they have actually programs where they will pay the tuition for people to get this education that they need to be in these critical jobs like early childhood care and things like that.
Well, I know the state has been working on increasing minimum wages to get those wages up and stuff, but it's always been that once you move into a position at minimum wage and you do well, or merit raises will bring you along as well, too. So
exactly.
Yeah, well, that's fascinating. Let's talk about renewable energies, solar panels and stuff. You guys don't do any wind turbine work, do you?
We actually do have a wind turbine up there, and we have a class for it. I have been trying to get that program going again. We have a lot of, once again, training aids, everything from solar heating to solar energy to wind turbine to how to connect these things to the house.
And, right.
We have a full lab with a mock roof on it so you can learn how to install solar panels and stuff like that. I can't get anybody to sign up for the classes.
Really?
So I need students for these classes. So once again, if there's a reason why you think these are not a good idea, let me know. We can start. What I want is classes that are useful for the local community, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a big old mock house on a trailer in there that teaches energy losses and things like that.
Right,
I'm about ready to just put it out there as an advertisement because we're not getting anybody in the classes.
Yeah. you know, well, there's got to be somebody learning how to do it. I know there are folks in our area that are working on selling solar panels and solar technology to homeowners. And so is this being done in any other schools around the state or...
Probably all of them. I know Mesa Lands and up in Tucumcari has a renewable energies program, but theirs is primarily focused on the large wind turbines and repairing those and climbing towers and things like that. Ours is more focused on the solar aspect of it. We just are working with a company to provide some more training. Hopefully this training, I can't talk a lot about it yet because it's not going to happen till later on this year, but we'll offer a course to help people get employed to build large solar arrays.
Right.
And
because that eventually is going to be coming to southern New Mexico.
Right. And right now the companies are looking at funding that whole thing. So if somebody signs up for it, they probably won't have any cost out of pocket.
There's
except good. Maybe for personal protective equipment. But they might pay for that too. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you got to climb things and you got to have hard hats and you got to have safety goggles or harnesses if you got to climb stuff, get that stuff. It's well worth it. I know that back where I'm from in central Kansas, our community college up there has a welding program as well. You got to come in with your own goggles or face shield, helmet, welding helmet, your own gloves and your own apron and all this other stuff and everything. But then you go in and even your own striker, I think. So
it's very similar here, especially with the personal protective equipment. The students have to get that. So if you come in for welding, there's a leather jacket and gloves and eye protection and your helmet and all that stuff. I haven't taken those classes, so I'm not totally familiar with it, but John Hurt is.
Oh yeah. Well, and, I tell you what, I have found out that there are some really cool helmets out there that you can get. They're not just that old black thing with that square thing on the front anymore. I mean, they got some that look like Iron Man.
Last Halloween, the welding shop did a trunk or treat up there. And they were all decked out in their welding gear. They looked like they were in costume, but some of those helmets were amazing.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of programs that you deal with up at NMSUA, and that's just an example of NMSUA offering a lot of opportunity to people here in southern New Mexico.
Yes, and I'm looking for ways to offer more opportunity. One of the things that I don't believe in is that you put it together and it stays the same. It needs to grow with the rest of the world. And so if things aren't working out right, if they don't work anymore, let's get rid of them. If we need something different, let's add something different. It's always going to be a continuous thing, and that's where going back to the workforce thing and the certificate type things, I'm really looking, because we talked about the big companies not really wanting degrees anymore. They're wanting people who can do things. I'm trying to find ways to offer short certificates that can get people employed fairly quickly. And, you know, the Allied Health is a perfect example. We have one course. They're not short course. I mean, you take one semester, one course, and you can get certified to either be a phlebotomist, an EKG technician, or a
CMA, CNA, stuff like that.
We're working on those two. I'm interested in ideas for like IT, maybe putting together a cybersecurity certificate or something, something that would prepare you to get that national certification so that you can go get a job.
How about accounting? Is there possibilities in accounting?
We have a certificate in accounting right now that we put together a couple years ago. We got several certificates in the business area, marketing, accounting, business management. So you can just come in and get those certificates. And that way you don't have to spend an enormous amount of time getting that degree. And then if you want to go back and get the degree, maybe you have a job to help you fund it later on. You know, some of the certificates are like the accounting one. I don't remember the exact number of credit hours, but it's not just one class. It's more than one class. But some of them, I'm really trying to push into ones where we can get one or two classes. The early childhood education one's four classes. That's what the state requires. You know, I have no power over telling the state.
No doubt about that. So, all right, we need more teachers for welding, automotive, and what else?
EMTs.
EMTs. That's a big one right there. Yeah, we're definitely on those. So if you're interested, you can get a hold of Greg Hillis at New Mexico State University Alamogordo at 575-439-3768. That's 575-439-3768. And if you didn't catch those numbers, you can always go back and catch the podcast on khiiradio.com. John Hurt will have that up there in a day or so and stuff. Greg, it's any final comments?
Just, you know, all that information is available at alamogordo.nmsu.edu.
There you go. Check that out and stuff. And if you run across Greg Hillis, say hi to him and tell him you want to teach something. And by golly, he'll work with you.
I'll see what I can do.
There you go. Greg Hillis, the Career and Technologies Division Head for New Mexico State University Alamogordo. Greg, thanks for taking time to come in and visit with
us. Thank you. I always enjoy visiting with you all.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.